Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I think there's one reason people are going to say no. One reason. I think it does. I think it does matter. Lyman thinks it does matter. I think there's two reasons. One is that I think some people might still be hot with him for what happened in game 82, which that to me, every game you win, it's just like, nah, it's fine. You know, you did what you did, and I didn't like it at the time. The fans booed your faces off, but, you know, fans forgive their teams very, very quickly. I mean, how many times have the Browns been booed in that stadium and you just move on to it? They've been booed in the first quarter of games that they've won. They were booed in the first quarter of the game they won by 24 against Tennessee.
Last season. That would depend on, do you think fans, how quickly are they likely to swallow their pride on something like that? Because if you were booing the Cavs and then mad that they elected to take those starters, even though those starters were mostly the third and 14
the actual
guys.
Starters.
Yeah, like yeah. When they remove those guys and you're booing them, how long did it take you to go from, I can't believe this, I can't believe that we would be in that kind of a situation, fan appreciation night, to, all right, I'm back on board?
Well, I don't think a lot of people, it probably took about a half because they came out so strong back on Saturday. I don't even think a half. I think, you know what, there was a week between. I think a lot of people just jumped on board and said, you know what it is, away we go. Like, I think by Saturday morning, I do believe on Friday some people were still kind of sour with it because they didn't know what the Cavs were going to do against Orlando. But I think that a lot of people just come around and going, all right, you know, that's what it is. I'm not always going to give them credit for that because, again, I don't care what it is. I don't care if they beat this series, they beat this team by 20 points over the next couple of games and it's a four-game series. When you make these types of moves, I want to be stronger than just you want to win one series. That's got to be some accountability. But I also think there's another reason to it. I think a lot of people, and I think that he's done some good things. I think that there's been some times where maybe he's just kind of worn thin over his time. With JB, I think that there's some people who, it's not a big series if they beat Orlando and beat Orlando by a bunch and then go out there and lose in five games to Boston, they're still going to want their satisfaction.
I don't want my team telling me we're okay with winning one series.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think that way. And so that's why,
because that's what it seems like is happening.
Okay,
right
but
now.
To be clear, it's not like there's ever going to be a statement of that. They'll just say
well,
that
the
they
statement
were...
was taking the 4 seed instead of the 3 seed, which gives you a better chance to get to the Eastern Conference Finals, right? Because you don't have to play Boston until the Eastern Conference Finals.
Now, to be fair, there was still a lot of jockeying for position.
Right.
There was no guarantee they were going to get the 4 seed by what they decided to
Correct.
Do. They still could have got the 3 seed. They needed help. Like, there's no definitive, yes, we know. Because remember, they did not have Donovan Mitchell in that game. He was unavailable. They didn't know. Darius Garland was considered questionable going into that game. I don't remember the uproar. If there was, let me know. But we knew. We said it on the air, like, oh, by the way, it looks like Donovan Mitchell is not going to play. We don't know about Darius Garland. There was no uproar. It's not like the phone lines were jammed with people saying this is a total mistake. It was only when they pulled those guys during the game. And remember, we didn't know the Knicks were going into overtime. at the time this was going down. So that's the only part. Like, I know in just our general way of speaking, like, you and I can look each other in the eye, Owen, and say, yeah, it looks like the Cavs were picking the Magic. I probably think that was happening. But they do have plausible deniability in all of this to say, we didn't know. We didn't know what was going to happen with the other games.
Well, they don't have it in my mind.
Yeah, I think a lot of fans agree.
And I think a lot of fans feel that way. And so, again, I think a lot of people are excited, but I think they're also holding off their big picture arguments here because I think they want to see what they do against the Boston Celtics. I think a lot of people – remember, I still got emails from fans yesterday after the Cavs had a great win going, you're giving them too much credit. We had callers saying we're giving them too much credit.
So then there was no credit. There was no credit that they could get.
The reason was is because Donovan himself said finals or Eastern Conference. That's what he said. And when he says that, well, then obviously it's going to have everything. And that's why I'm still going back to this. When it comes to JB, fans are still going to want their pound of flesh. Because if you lose in the second round, hold on. If you lose in the second round to Boston and you don't look good at all, they're going to want something and it's just going to end up being JB.
I am glad that Donovan said that. That is a winner's mentality. So
I don't know how realistic it is. But I think I'm going to agree with you on this.
But I'm pretty sure Deshaun Watson has said Super Bowl or bust. We're not firing everybody, are we? They haven't come close to the Super Bowl.
No. I agree with you. I think you're right about that. But I think that that's where fans are. They're going to want their pound of flesh out of this. They don't believe that he's out coaching anybody. I think that he's done a good job on the other side against Orlando.
That is another question that I'm seeing people bring up.
Against Jamal Mosley, I think he's done a fantastic job. I think that you can – and Lima, please, get nitty-gritty about it. Because I think that there's been some things where they have tried and reworked matchups and redone some things. I think that it was a mistake to sit there and put a 6'2 guard on Evan Mobley in the post because they thought that he was going to try to shoot more threes than he was going to do. So that automatically, because of what you did in the regular season when Evan came back, you made him more of a threat to Orlando than Orlando thought he was going to be. The way that they've played defense on it, I think JB's done a good job. I don't think they're going to give him any credit for that if they win a 4-game series and then go out and lose in 5 games, maybe even 6 games against Boston. You know, mine is like, man, Boston is really good. They seem to have the eyes for it. They seem to be that team that we pick in basketball that they're going to do it this year. And if you go down swinging against them, I really don't have a problem with that, but I can't say the same for the fans. And I think they're going to want some sort of – I think they're going to want their pound of flesh. I wish I could find a different word for it. And I think that JB's going to be that guy. I think Kobe in turn would be safe. I think Dan Gilbert would see that, and they would just go, you know what? We can find other head coaches. It's been 4 or 5 years now. We can move on to somebody else. Because then you're going to think of the themes. In me, myself, if there's a question about next year, I have to admit, I'd rather just move on now than go into December next year and have some stupid argument play out like it did earlier this year when it's like, well, he's coaching for his job. What, on the road against Detroit?
Well, I certainly understand that. I just do wonder if they make quick work of the Magic. And by the way, the sweeps thing... maybe it won't matter to anybody because they're looking so good. But if they pull off this sweep, I mean, we still have 3 teams in the NBA that have never pulled off a sweep ever. The Clippers, yeah. Memphis, Timberwolves have never swept anybody in the course of their franchise.
We've never done it without LeBron.
And we've never done it without LeBron. It would be, I think, a significant deal. I don't care. People might be rolling their eyes.
I agree with you.
But if they pull that off, and then, yes, they're supposed to get crushed by the Boston Celtics. So we're going to be in a weird purgatory of how do you evaluate a team that dominated one team and didn't the next. I do wonder if they're competitive in that series.
But I also...
And I think you can have a competitive series that goes 5 games where every game goes down to the wire.
But I can also see a caller calling in and me not hating him for it where they think that JB can get you to this level, but he can't take you to that level.
And I've wondered that. I've always wondered that about JB.
I think it's impressive they've held the Magic under 90 points both games, right? Yeah. And so if they continue to do something to that effect defensively maybe some of that's on the Magic and their shooting, but a lot of it's been Jared Allen and his rebounding too and the defense that they've been playing. If they can do that and then – I'm not saying hold the Celtics under 90 points
which
a game.
Which isn't happening, yeah.
But, you know, some semblance of better defense than what we saw because that was the calling card for JB until – this season, right, was the way that they played defense, and this season was not that as much. If they're doing that, then yeah. I'll probably change my tune. They were probably right on the deal, but I just can't give them credit yet.
Does it really matter if they beat the Orlando Magic? This show is pro. Yes, it does. But there's some people saying maybe a little different. Nick and Stowe, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning. I agree. It matters. They chose the matchup. They got to go out and win it. I didn't like how they ended the season, but I'm happy with how they've been what they've been doing in the playoffs so far. I've been excited to, you know, go home and watch the games. And, you know, they're taking care of business like they should be doing, given that they wanted that matchup. I'm happy with the results. I like what I'm seeing, especially out of Evan Mobley this series and just the growth he's had since coming back from the injury.
Yeah, that's another finer point, because I think a lot of us are trying to figure out the balance between broad strokes and the finer points, Nick. Like, there's going to be some people go, yeah, you set it up, you should, and you just said it, right? But there's also, when I look inside, Jared Allen has played differently. He's played differently this entire year, but he's turned it up in these first two games of this series. What you just said about Evan Mobley, I mean, they are slapping him every single time he's getting into the paint. I mean, I think they might throw fists at him tomorrow. And he's playing as hard and as tough as I've ever seen him play in his career. And he's playing, and it's only been a short time, he's playing more aggressive. There's things like that. Like, I've seen Caris LeVert elevate his game. And when you look at the box score, they don't look that great. But we're looking at these things that are a little bit better. And I think that that's what Cavs fans might be struggling with, is balancing the growth versus the expectations when you make a blockbuster trade like that, Nick.
Agreed. So, and then one other point slightly off topic.
Okay.
Lima, I'm defending you here. The Afternoon Boys yesterday were calling you out for tweeting out a video of the woman supposedly kicking Wagner. And they're saying, you know, protect our own and stuff. No, I don't want the Cavs fans to have a reputation like the guys up in New York and stuff who, you know, in the MLB throw stuff at the outfielders that they don't like.
Do you think she should be banned? Should she be banned for life?
Yeah.
Wow.
Strong words from a strong man. Nick and Stowe, thank you very much for the call. What's with the Afternoon Boys going after the Morning Boys all the time? I tuned in for like 20 minutes. The first 20 minutes I tuned in for yesterday.
Boys will be boys.
They spent a whole segment on Red Panda, calling people out for tweeting about Red Panda. Then Nick does the cough and says my name. I go, what are you doing?
I feel like this show's been talking about the Red Panda for 7 years.
Yeah.
Since the advent of this show, we've been talking Red Panda.
2019 is when I put that Red Panda bed in. So we've been doing it since
when
then.
When I was in college.
You know why? Because Schlereth came on and said, why does anybody care about a woman, you know, doing this? Like, I guess good for her. It seems like a good thing for her. I think that he might
have. Because it's a hell of an act.
He might have. Well, it's such a ridiculous act. That is what always struck me, as the fact that there is no more unique act like this. And I know Quick Change was pretty impressive, but now there's a lot of imitators of Quick Change. Notice, there's nobody imitating the Red Panda. There's nobody that can do the Red Panda.
Yeah, what's Schler's problem with Red Panda? Do you just want dance teams to go out there and perform something that we haven't seen 18,000 times?
I bet,
or do you want to see a woman on a unicycle?
I bet put you, balls if on her you head. Look back, with I bet foot. You, I bet you Jerry Judy did something like the Red Panda at some point. And so he's never going to respect the Red Panda.
I bet Jerry Judy made a big deal about Red Panda.
And then that was
the
end of it.
And then that's the end of it. Yeah, I'm catching hell. I go, I saw Red Panda at an Akron basketball game when I was in college. I was mesmerized. One of the best Akron basketball games.
It's been 25 years. I think the first time I saw it was 25 years ago.
Yeah. Mine had to be, 17, 18 years ago now? All right, we'll try to get to some more of you guys. And Terry Pluto, I want to see what he believes, because he's got to look at the minutia and he's got to look at the big picture. What does Terry believe about what it matters if they beat the Orlando Magic and if they sweep the Orlando Magic? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, take us with you to work in the free Odyssey app. There's also been a great amount of play from Evan Mobley that has been more aggressive, more fun, more demanding. I've enjoyed it. I think we've seen growth throughout these first two games of the series. I want him to finish off this series, and I want to see him give more than likely Boston everything they could possibly get. I think we're being more and more realistic as the days go on and more hopeful after the end of the regular season. However, how does Terry Pluto feel about that? What does he think the Cavs fans feel about that? He joins us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's from the Cleveland Plain Dealer. You know him, you love him, you read him a long time. Terry, good morning to you.
Hello there, gentlemen.
Terry, this is a weird time. This is a really weird time for Cavs fans. They were fit to be tied a couple of weeks ago. Now you're up 2-0 in this series, but there's always, you get past this series, then you might have big, bad Boston. What do I take? How do I see the Cavaliers? Give me a big picture outlook of what the Cavaliers are that should be satisfactory for Cavs fans.
I guess I would say that can you at least wait a little while before you worry about the next team?
I don't know if they're going to do that.
Well, first of all, I mean, I think the sports, if you want to kind of go theoretical, big picture stuff, the sports kind of media industry thrives on the next thing. It's like, I mean, I read of what people wanted. Well, we know JB can't take the team to a higher level, so because he didn't use his bench or whatever. So I'm like, okay, so should we fire him after game two? I mean, I'm very serious. It's like we don't even almost give these teams a chance to mess up or the chance to this because, it, granted, whether it's your business or mine, I'm not just talking sports radio because we will go on the hits too on the internet, that let's just find what could go wrong realistically and go there, and then we could even try to fix it before it's gone wrong. What do you think of that?
I think that makes it very, very difficult for everybody to keep their heads on straight.
Yeah, I'm serious. Whereas, to me, you know, there's things that, you know, Darius Garland still drives into three guys and makes stupid passes and some other stuff. But if you've watched those two games through some realistic lenses, I thought they looked really good. They did exactly what you would want them to do to a team like Orlando. These are not going to be pretty games. And the Orlando can't even score 90 points.
Terry, did you care about that last game of the season? Because it seems like that's still why some Cavs fans are holding on to the fact that they decided to pull everybody at the end of that game, that they sat so many guys at the beginning of that game, and that they seemed to choose their opponent, still rubbing some fans the wrong way when I thought it was smart.
Well, so this way, if Donovan Mitchell steps on somebody's ankle in that last game, or his foot, or somebody's foot rather, and sprains an ankle, how would you feel about
everybody gets fired.
Yeah, exactly. You know, in the same way they talk about the last game with the Browns, and, you know, they played poorly against Houston, but, you know, if Flacco gone out and on the third play of the game, he fell over and blew an Achilles or whatever it is. There are times, I think the load management thing, you know, I'm glad the NBA has tried different things to stop that. But at the end of the season, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to play those guys. The game that I think helped change their season was beating Indiana on the 2 days before that Friday night. That was like a playoff game. Because, you know, they lose that one, then you're reeling. Heck, you could end up in the play-in. You know, I don't want all that stuff that could have went wrong. They went out and they took it to the Pacers, and the next two games that have mattered, the playoff games, they've had the same spirit, the same determination. I would say the same playoff mentality that you need to advance in it. So I've been impressed.
Terry Pluto joining us here on the show. Terry, when the Cavaliers get to the next level or get to the next series, you know, I know that we're trying to focus on one thing at
no,
a time.
That's okay, go ahead.
Well,
okay.
Do you see, let me ask you this. Do you pay much attention to the national perspective, the national media perspective of the Cavs?
No.
Okay, well, then I can't
I'm
ask.
Curious. You know why?
Yeah.
I'm just tired of it because we pay more attention to it than they do. And yeah. Besides, I know how that game works. You talk about have a hot take. You've done some of those shows, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
You know what maybe isn't said explicitly but implicit, in other words, behind, under theirs. Come with something that's a little bit there. I remember I got an email from a guy at the end of March. He said, well, Kendrick Perkins said, well, the Cavs are one and done in the playoffs. And I wrote back, well, Kendrick Perkins is right. Cancel the playoffs.
Well, because my whole issue was right after what happened in the final game of the season. It was, yep. You've upset the basketball gods, quote unquote. And then Lima, rightfully so, brought it up here over the first couple of games. They're not getting any attention. And I'm thinking, I do think.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That the keepers of the flame for the NBA, media, you know, the national perspective of it,
right,
they do anything they can to protect the regular season. And if the Cavs exploit something that ends up being right, it looks like they're going to end up being right about this. I don't think they like that, and I think that that puts them right in the crosshairs of everybody who covers the league.
And I say, so what?
Well, that's very true.
I mean, really. Now they're on to something else. You know, Doc Rivers can't coach or whatever it is. You know, take your pick. It is interesting to me, by the way, only two of the all these different games, only two road teams have won one game. Dallas beat the Clippers, and Doc lost to the Pacers. So that to me is a little more intriguing than some of this other stuff. You know, the basketball gods or whatever, they only care really about Cleveland when LeBron was here.
It's true. You're saying a lot of true things here, Terry.
Yeah, I'm serious. That's one they do. Because LeBron, and then they really cared about LeBron being here, and when would he leave?
But they're saying the same thing about Donovan Mitchell now. But I don't want to keep harping on the negative.
Yeah, we'll see. Because regardless, Donovan, if he's smart, he does. I think he's handled this the right way all the way through. First of all, if he'd assigned an extension last year, and an agent advised him to, the agent should have been fired. It would have cost him $60 million. Secondly, you're in a new place. See how it goes the second year. And then you sit down at the end of the year and decide, okay, what do I want to do? And then if you do, you know, if you don't want to sign an extension, okay, I have to risk being traded. Last time I wanted to be traded in New York, and I got traded to Cleveland. So there's all these things that are hanging out there. But in the meantime, you know, you could tell he wants to carry this team as far as it goes. He knows that some of his legacy is on the line. He's never got past the second round of the playoffs in his career. I believe the last three times have been the playoffs. He's got knocked out in the first round.
Yes.
There's a lot at stake for him. And to quote some of the national talk, he gets us, well, Cleveland has really no chance because part of the reason their best player doesn't want to be there. Well, yeah, he's really played like he doesn't want to be here.
He's played fantastically. Terry Pluto with us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Who's had the most growth that you've seen in the first two games of this series carrying over?
The cool thing is we got a couple of candidates, wouldn't you say that?
Yes.
As opposed, yes, I like that. You were mentioning Mobley coming in, and that is a key thing. You know, he still should be a senior at USC, by the way.
He is only 20. I said, at the beginning of the series, I looked at Lima and said, Paolo Banchero is only 21, and Lima goes, well, Evan Mobley is only 22. I went, oh, my God, you're right about that.
Yeah, exactly. I was talking to Kobe Altman a little before the game, just we kind of ran into each other in the hallway and that. He was just, you know, the Mobley's been one of his signature picks, but he's been just so excited to see him, as you mentioned, growing, you know, getting tougher physically, adding a little hook shot. And Kobe and I were just chatting, again, it was just casual, about how he worked on his jump shot during the time when he was hurt with the knee and recovering, and you could see it looks better. And so when you then put that into the thing of, you know, Paolo's made 15 turnovers in two games, and I love his game. But he's a kid, the first time into playoffs, and the Cavs are coming at him with these guys. And he's going, oh my goodness, you know, Evan Mobley. Then they put Niang on him, like kind of ping pongs around him for a little bit. Then they go back to Mobley. Then once in a while, just to up and change it around, here comes Okoro. You know, he's getting introduced to the playoffs like the Cavs were last year. So, but really, the guy that I've just been so happy for because I like him is Jared Allen. He's finally, you know, understanding how good he could be. I think he came into the league, it's like, Jared, you just block shots and rebound. Don't do anything else. Don't worry about it. And you don't take a shot from more than 3 inches away from the basket. And he's found out that, boy, I've got a lot more of game there. And I believe he's only 26.
J.B. Bickerstaff had a real roller coaster of a season. And obviously the last month had people wondering about his future. But, of course, he was dealing with injuries. How do you think he's done in this series?
Really well. I mean, I'm always like, I prefer nine guys as opposed to eight to play, and I would have liked to have seen a little more of Sam Merrill. But overall, I mean, they can score 90 points against them. That's what he hangs a lot of his philosophy on, the defense. And then also, I like how he did talk about after the game, and so did Mitchell, that they got to get more movement going in the second half. They didn't just say, well, we won, so the offense was good. I was pleased to hear that because they did get real stagnant. But I picked up just the last New York Philadelphia box score. I guess it was for the opening game because the same night, they only played eight guys, both coaches there. So I don't know. I still like bringing a guy like Merrill or whatever that might make a jump shot, or the other team at least say he might make a jump shot just to help a little bit, because right now Niang and Max Strus are struggling from the outside. But look at Strus go in there, get nine rebounds in each of the first two games. That's exactly what they missed last year. They didn't have the guards and the small forward were not rebounding. They didn't help the big guys last year. Josh Hart was out there grabbing eight or nine rebounds like Strus was, and it was just killing the Cavs. So it's fun to see that that is added to this formula.
All right, I have an unfair question for you, an unfair sports talk radio question. Are you ready?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You can only extend one, Stephen Kwan or Josh Naylor. Go.
Well, the problem is the money would be drastically different because Naylor's going to bring in a lot more because of his power potential. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why I think Kwan is a better candidate if I were running the team to try and get him extended. Because number one, he isn't the power guy, and that would probably not get him the big money on the open market like Josh. Now, the other question too, you know, Naylor does get hurt. And so that's a second thing. Of course, I would lay in there, but I'd be talking to Josh. I'd be saying that, man, you know, we don't think you're going to get hurt, but it's really nice security. So I would say of the Kwan is the better candidate for an extension because of the they're not created equal. They're just not. You got a gold glove left fielder doesn't hit for power, and you got a first baseman who's maybe okay there with a injury history, but looks like an elite hitter. And the improvement Josh has made, I have to admit, I'm stunned by this. Rarely have I seen a younger player who is utterly helpless against left-handed pitching the first couple of years in his major leagues just really recalibrate a swing and everything else, but he didn't lose any of the power or anything else. It's impressive. And Kwan, my wife saw him after his Class A season in a spring game in Goodyear. We're sitting there, and she goes, I like that guy, and so maybe they ought to hire her.
Terry, is this a chance? I'm going to say it. Is this a chance where David Blitzer could help out and make his presence felt and extending these guys?
Maybe. Something they could talk about internally, so sure.
You didn't necessarily knock that down.
Terry, when are we going to be hearing from him? What is the...
Maybe never.
Yeah, what's the succession... Like, what is going to happen here? How does this work?
I wrote it a few years ago, and the fact that I can't remember the specifics doesn't mean it says forth. I believe it's within 5 years. It's not a quick thing, so I think we're like halfway through it.
I'm just seeing him more talk about the future of college football than I'm hearing him talk about our Guardians baseball team.
Because he's got pieces of like five different teams.
Got his fingers in a lot of pies, Tone.
Yeah, these guys, you guys know what a mutual fund is. A guy that, you know, for example, if you have a retirement fund as Vanguard, you know, I've got oil stocks and I've got computer stocks and I've got car stocks and I got them all together. Well, these really super rich guys are, and the Haslams are moving in that area, are like putting together mutual funds of sports franchises. Right now, Jimmy's got, he's got soccer, he's got the Bucks, he's got the Browns, and he's probably looking at something else. Blitzer and Josh Harris, they're like in six different leagues, including European soccer and everything else. So a lot of times, it's almost like when you and I in a retirement fund or whatever, we buy part of the mutual fund, but you know, you don't hear from those folks a whole lot, at least until they got, you know, the guy takes over as majority owner of whatever it is. But that's what they're doing. They're putting together pieces of mutual funds. I just read a story. You know, the owner of the Buffalo Bills now, he's putting up a minor stake of his franchise for sale.
Yep.
You know, why is he doing it? Because he's got to pay about $1 billion in that stadium deal. So he's selling it, part of the Bills, not the whole thing, to help pay for that. And they all know within 3 years, if he wants to move that minor piece, they'll move it and somebody else will buy it for double the amount of money.
It's amazing. I read in one of your books, we went from guys trying to just do their civic duty, seven yeah. different owners of the Cleveland Indians, to now guys just, well, these are good business ventures. We need to buy as many teams as we can.
You got it. Exactly. And yeah. not only here, but internationally.
Yeah. You're right about that. Terry, we can't thank you enough for the time. All the very best. We'll talk to you again soon.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
Terry, I didn't mean to hit the button. I didn't mean to about that. Terry Pluto joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. One of the very, very best out there.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML.
Fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Governor of Ohio getting rid of cell phones in schools. Lima, champion's pose. Go right on ahead.
Well, I am not one that maybe even should be talking about this yet because my kids are not at that age. But
yeah,
I did,
but you said it. You
I
said
did
it
say
first.
A month ago that my prediction was that within 5 years, so I wasn't even close, but within 5 years.
Well, you're right.
The phones were going to be.
I think within the next 30.
The phones were in the next 100. That phones were going to be totally eliminated. Well, you're going to have a chip in your. You're not going to need phones at all.
That's right.
But that. Phones were going
to
get...
Oh, you think the American people are going to stand to be chipped?
Yes. I've already seen they're being tracked every minute of the day, and we all fell for that, and so...
You're trying to tell me people in Streetsboro, Ohio are going to be okay with getting chipped?
I think there will be okay. enough incentives that go along with it that it will be an unstoppable force. Anyway, and I think the phones...
Looks like it's blunderbuss time in the cul-de-sac.
I think the iPhones have kind of proven that, but either way, I said that within 5 years, there are going to be no phones allowed in school. I couldn't even believe they were allowed now. And it's just every state is trending towards that with no phones in the schools. And so by the time my kids get to that age, that it'll never be permissible for the kids to have phones. Kids do not have rights.
So they're a little,
talk to teenagers about it. And I remember saying the same thing to my parents, but my kids are like, no, you're just borrowing it from me. I pay the bills on it.
Yeah, it's a nice thing to say now. I really like doing that. That's fun. And I kind of want your instruction on, because there are a couple of kids in my oldest class who, you know, have them, but, you know, that's still very young.
Have the oldest kids on the show, so I have kids that have their own cars. So
they got their own cars and everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, and I think it's different per school district. It's different per... household situation, because I do know younger kids than my youngest kid that have a phone, but that's more because that's how the parents communicate to the kid, because maybe that kid walks home from school because mom and dad can't get home, and you know that's kind of how they do their childcare situation right now.
Yeah.
is that's how they're doing their communication and stuff. But I think it's different throughout the buildings in my school district, what is permissible. The high school, it seems like it's all bets are off. I talk to my high schoolers all day, every day. We share texts no matter what time of the day. It's not one of those things where I'm like, man, that my kid needs the phone. I need to be able to contact him at any time. But I do feel like as they age, it's teaching them some sort of responsibility. And I guess majority rule and says... that it's not just your kids, Owen. It's all the kids, and they can't all handle the responsibility of having a phone and not being on it while the teacher's trying to instruct them on something. It does kind of suck, though, because I like to be able to just go, hey, what are you doing after school today? I mean, especially with teens now that are on sports teams and want to go to a practice, or maybe they want to go to a friend's house or something of that nature after school. They don't have to come home and find me and ask me first. They can just do it at noon when they're at lunch.
I guess I would just wonder, does this mean no phones the minute you get to school, or can they be in the locker? Because to me it would make sense. Hey, phones, especially we're talking the older kids.
My high school kids don't use their lockers.
Right. Well,
they don't go to their lockers.
But wouldn't that be a reason for
them? They don't at all?
No.
So imagine if you just
half their stuff is on the Chromebook, so
they don't need the books. So imagine if you just said, all right, use your phones as much as you want during the time in between classes. Use them at your own peril.
Or are they going to put them into a bag like they're going into a comedy show?
Yeah, well, but that's what I'm saying. Would they need to if you just said, all right, use your phones when you during the period breaks. That's all you get. That's all you get, and if you need to communicate with your parents, you can do it between that time. Who else do you need to communicate with?
This is stupid. Do they still have study hall in school?
Yes.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
So can you use your phone during study hall?
I would imagine.
Maybe they let you do it then.
Yeah, but then if you're carrying it around all day, who's going to?
The one thing that is not going to be cool is I'm paying for these phones that, my children have. When they end up slipping up because they're teenagers, so they're going to defy the rule.
Yeah.
Is that getting taken away from them? How am I getting? I mean, like I said, they're borrowing the phone from me. It's my property.
So will you support your kids still using their cell phones if it gets banned by the governor? I mean, I did just say that you ain't no one going to chip me. What does Owen do at the PTA meeting?
Well, I hold my sign up and I yell really loud.
Well, it's Monday Night Raw now. Yeah.
No,
Stone Cold's about to make his entrance.
I mean, if my kids can get that phone in and they need to talk to me and they want to talk to me.
So, I mean, that's kind of what it is. It's like, is it just because it's a rule at school doesn't mean it's a rule in the home?
That's right. It's also a rule that I shouldn't drive over 60 on I-90. And brother.
Well, I would hope you don't. Publicly.
62.
I'm winking.
That's where I go.
They can't see my eye, but here I am with you. But because we always have those rules home, and there's things like, hey, you might get in trouble with the teacher, you ain't gonna get in trouble with me. And I think that's been going on for 100 years in school.
Well, it's the same thing I tell my kids, my teenagers, there's no cussing in this house. I know you're gonna do it. I just better not hear it. That's same thing for me.
I had to do that with Axel and his little buddies on video games. And then I had to turn off his thing. He had the speaker going, and he went upstairs, and I go, this is eavesdropping, and I don't want to hear the words they say because I don't want to do that. And I had to turn it right off.
Why
I
went all the right little outside, ones own headsets now.
Walked out my office and turned it right off. Did not want to hear what them boys are saying. Didn't want to think any less of them. It scares me. Coming up at 8 o'clock.
They can sneak that phone in all they want. I don't care.
Coming up at 8:20, Lima's video is making the rounds across the country. It's the kick heard round the Eastern Conference. Up next, we go to Pittsburgh with Chris Muller. We go to James Rapine in Cincinnati. We go to Bob Haney, picks 18, 20, and 30 in the AFC North. We go around the AFC North, draft style. Ken Carman, Anthony Lyman, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.